From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Iraqi Kurdish President Masoud Barzani declared Friday that Kurdish fighters have seized Sinjar from the Islamic State militants who have controlled it for more than a year. Kurdish fighters backed by U.S. airstrikes celebrate as they raise a Kurdish flag atop a government building in Sinjar. The new offensive began Thursday by severing a critical supply route between Islamic State-held Mosul and the group's self-proclaimed capital in Raqqa, Syria.
If this is indeed severed, then it does mean potentially a significant impact on ISIL's operations in that part of Iraq. We have to wait to see exactly how this plays out. This could take some time. We don't have a timeline for it. But we do believe that this would have an impact on ISIL, specifically in northern Iraq, and the ability to resupply their forces, the ability to provide new foreign fighters into the fight.
That's Peter Cook, a Pentagon spokesman. So far, Islamic State is showing no signs of an outright surrender. Also in Iraq, officials say a suicide bomb attack at a Shiite funeral in Baghdad has killed 12 people. No one has claimed responsibility for the attack, but suspicion fell on the Islamic State extremist group. President Barack Obama has lifted U.S. sanctions on Liberia Thursday. White House spokesman Ned Price cited what he calls Liberia's tremendous progress since emerging from civil war in 2003, including its commitment to democracy and development of political and economic institutions. However, the White House says much remains to be done in Liberia, including a presidential election in 2017. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. For more, log on to voanews.com. Myanmar's opposition National League for Democracy, the NLD, has captured an absolute majority of the parliamentary seats, giving it a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity Development Party. This according to official returns released Friday by the Union Election Commission. That will allow the NLD to overcome the military's veto in the legislature, which selects the president in February. NLD leader and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi is barred by the Constitution from becoming president. However, she had earlier said that if her party is victorious, she will be the one telling the newly selected president what to do. The U.S. military says it has carried out an airstrike targeting Mohamed Emwazi, also known as Jihadi John, the notorious British Islamic State militant who has appeared in several videos depicting the gruesome murder of Western hostages. This is British Prime Minister David Cameron.
Emwazi is a barbaric murderer. He was shown in those sickening videos of the beheading of British aid workers. He posed an ongoing and serious threat to innocent civilians, not only in Syria, but around the world, and in the United Kingdom too. He was ISIL's lead executioner, and let us never forget that he killed many, many Muslims, too.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, speaking on a diplomatic trip to Tunisia, said that officials are still assessing the results of the airstrike.
We are still assessing the results of this strike, but the terrorists associated with Daesh need to know this. Your days are numbered, and you will be defeated.
While officials say it is not immediately cleared whether he was killed, senior officials, speaking on the condition of anonymity, described the strike as a clean hit on the vehicle in which he was riding, adding that it is likely he was killed. Lebanon is observing a national day of mourning on Friday for the 43 people killed in twin suicide bombings in a Beirut suburb. The health ministry says 239 others were wounded in Thursday's blasts. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for the attack. U.S. defense officials say two B-52 bombers flew near contested islands in the South China Sea earlier this week and got a verbal warning from the Chinese while in flight. The U.S. military has been ramping up what it calls routine freedom of navigation operations in the South China Sea, where Beijing has competing territorial claims. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has fired his top military aide on Thursday after learning about allegations of misconduct. Reporting from Washington, I'm Steve Karish.
That's the latest world news from VOA.